it on you. So tell me good lies, I know you got it in you. You will make sense real soon, talk about what I feel like. Tell me good lies, I know you got it in you. I know that going home, I wanna feel it.
What is up, KX93.5 listeners? My name is Dylan Ruda. I'm a local Laguna Beach kid that I went to the high school here. I've been coming to KX93.5 since I was, probably 16 when my first EP came out. I'm a singer, songwriter, and producer, and I just love the station. So we're doing a fundraiser. So call in to the studio at 715-5936 if you want to make a contribution. And it helps out a lot. This place does a lot for the local community of artists, myself included. So up first, one of my favorite bands, Catfish and the Bottlemen, with their song Soundcheck.
Maybe I don't act the way I used to, cause I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie. I want you. Soundcheck just to meet you on your fag break. You convinced me to put life aside and want you. Yeah. And if only for the sake of it, I could chill you out and drive us through the night to your sisters. You could fall asleep in my jacket as a cover.
I'm seeing blue.
talking about your background and how it never left you much. Cause you grew up in a small town, you'll appreciate it more when you're done figuring your life out. We'll be talking about your background and how it never left you much. Cause you grew up in a small town, you'll appreciate it more when you're done figuring your life out and everything's fine.
That was Catfish and the Bottlemen with their song Soundcheck. This is so fun to do. I do it like my radio voice. That was Catfish and the Bottlemen with their song Soundcheck off of The Ride. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I'm Dylan Ruda, a local Laguna person, which is amazing to be here. Again, we're doing a fundraiser here for the KX93.5 station, which supports artists like me. So if you want to call in to the studio, 715-5936, you all know the area code. So up next, we've got one of my favorite artists, Lau, and featuring Troye Sivan, and the song is called I'm So Tired, which is me on most weekdays.
I'm so tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love. Just wanna go home, wanna go home, wanna go home, whoa. So tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love. Just wanna go home, wanna go home, wanna go home, whoa. Party, trying my best to meet somebody, but everybody around me's falling in love to our song. I, oh I, yeah. Hate it, taking the shot cause I can't take it, but I don't think that they make anything that strong, so I hold on. I, oh I, yeah. I'm so tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love.
What a crazy bridge that was, where it's like they're in the studio, Lauv gets a phone call, and he lets it ring out, and they're like, gosh, that's a cool, really cool thing to put in the song. And here we are. So that was Lauv and Troye Sivan with I'm So Tired. Shameless self-promotion here. I am playing Spider Fest in Hermosa Beach on April 27th.
And who are you?
I'm Dylan Ruda. Thanks, Tyler. So if you want to come hang out in this finally nice weather with it, which I think we are all enjoying very much. I need to get tan. I look like Casper, the friendly ghost. It's really great that the sun's out. So come hang at the beach. Here's a song that I've not released yet. This is the first time I'm playing it live. So I hope you guys enjoy it. It's called When the Morning Comes.
When I used to, working it out like we used to, forgetting then we start again. Oh, and we're shocked how we ramble, small talk we can't handle. We gotta let this thing go. Oh.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Dylan Ruda again. That was actually my song called When the Morning Comes. First time playing it, and I've got Tyler with me in here.
Well, first of all, I wasn't planning on coming on, but I'm gripped and I'm moved and I love your music. And 8 years into your music career,
yes.
I mean, I can really see, because I've been there the whole time.
Yeah.
I can see the evolution of you not only as an artist, but as a producer.
Thanks.
In this particular track. I mean, I don't know if people realize, but you produced that completely on your own.
Yeah.
Every vocal part, yeah. Right? Every yeah. instrument, every beat. Did you make even the beat?
Yes.
Your own? So, I mean, I really liked, I think you do have a really good blend of kind of the indie pop world, right?
Yeah.
Because that's both of your music
yeah,
types.
Yeah, I was, you know, I grew up loving alternative rock. I mean, I grew up loving classic rock with my dad.
Yeah.
And then got into alternative rock more when I got older. And then I started writing for people and getting really into pop music. So finding my own lane in pop and for my artistry is just trying to combine all of those things
yeah.
and having so much fun doing it. So that's when I started producing like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's just the most fun thing to
do. Well, I think it can appeal to both sides, you know, to both genres. And it had a really satisfying breakdown, like you might hear in like an EDM song
yeah,
or something where you're kind of waiting for it. And then it hits it at the chorus. I thought it was really, really good, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I wish you luck with that one. So that was officially the debut unreleased.
Unreleased, not even single. Out yet. I wish I could send you somewhere to get it, but I'm still putting together my project.
Okay.
But I want to give everyone a little sneak peek. So if you want to send us a donation for that sneak peek.
Okay.
What number should they call, Tyler?
There you go. It's on that easel.
It's a 949-715-4859. That's 949-715-4859.
And that's the office if they want to make a donation. But if they want to go on the air with us first.
Oh, dude, call in. Come hang
yeah,
with me and Tyler. Well, Tyler's going to bail on me because there's only so much he can take.
It's supposed to be Dylan's show.
It's supposed to just be me, but I like having someone to talk to.
Yeah, so the number to call in here is 715-5936.
That is 715-5936.
See, Dylan's killing it already.
That's my commercial voice. Okay, so up next, I'm going to do something that might come back to bite me. I'm going to play the new Jonas Brothers song because give me a second to explain myself. Give me a second here. Don't laugh. First off, it's a banger, and anyone who says otherwise is lying. Okay.
All right.
All right. And second, Ryan Tedder wrote it. Do you know Ryan Tedder?
I do not.
He's from One Republic. He writes all of the big smashes.
Yeah, okay,
he's the man.
Cool.
He's the man.
That
yeah.
guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is that the guy?
I don't know.
Do you want to answer the phone, by the way, because you have a call?
Do I have a call?
Yeah,
I would love
to.
Yeah, please.
It?
Please.
Right. Go ahead.
Hello there.
Hi, calling into the show.
Hi, is this the Honorable Representative Harley Ruda?
It is.
Hi, Dad. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good.
When do you want to chat?
You're on, dude.
Oh, I'm on live now.
You're on live now. Say hello to the world.
Hi, everyone. Glad to be with you and my most talented son, Dylan Ruda.
I would just like Trace and Shay and Avery, my siblings, to just remember what my dad just said. Most talented son. I guess Avery's kind of left out of that one.
Well,
but
for
most
a long time,
son.
It was Harley's email address. My
I
most
know.
Talented
we did
son.
Have a, yeah, Dad, I don't know if I ever told you this, but Tyler, when I would email him, would get your email. little backstory. My dad, all of his contact information, the kids in my family, we put them in. So my dad's is like my most, for me, it's my most talented son. For my brother, it's like my most handsome son. And so when I would email Tyler myself, it would pop up to Tyler from me as my most talented son, Dylan Ruda, is emailing you.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty funny. Actually, my oldest son grabbed my phone and made it Trace, my favorite son. And then my middle son put my smartest son. Then Dylan put my most talented son. Then my daughter got my phone and put my most favorite son. Smartest, talented daughter. So, my kids are having fun with me.
Yeah, she won that one.
Yeah, she does.
She did.
Well, welcome back from DC. My dad has been super busy off working in Congress, and he's back now hanging out, enjoying the beach vibes. Dad, yeah. are you going to make a donation?
I am going to make a donation. I will put me down for $250.
Woo! Awesome.
Let me ring the bell. Hang on.
Oh, there's a bell, Dad. Wait, you gotta wait for the bell.
Yeah. Okay.
It's on.
Tyler can't find the bell.
We lost the bell.
It's right there. Oh, it's behind your computer.
That's from your mom, too. So say hi to your mom.
Hello, Mom. That is a $250 donation from the Harley and Kara Ruda Supporting Dylan's Endeavors Foundation to KX93.5.
Okay. Hey, let's hear some more good music from that new kid, Dylan Ruda. That's pretty good.
That was it for me, but I could throw in maybe one more.
Had
we'll
you
see.
Heard that one yet, Harley?
Oh, they hear it.
I had not heard it produced yet.
You hadn't heard it produced yet? Oh.
No.
Well, what'd you think? You can be honest on the air.
Good. We'll keep rocking.
You did, gotcha. Thanks, Pops. Bye, Mom. Bye,
Dad.
Bye,
you guys.
Love you guys. See ya. All right, back to what I was saying. Jonas Brothers. Here we go. This song is called Sucker.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Sucker for you.
Yeah.
Don't complicate it.
Yeah.
'Cause I know you and you know everything about me. I can't remember all of the nights I don't remember when you're around me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me.
I'm a sucker for all.
Sucker for you.
Yeah. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And maybe you know it's obvious.
I'm a sucker for you.
Yeah.
Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me.
I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you.
About you.
And you're making my typical me break my typical rules. It's true,
I'm a sucker for you.
All right, so Tyler, I want to get you back on here just to admit defeat real quick. What do we think of that Jonas Brothers song?
That song is fire.
I know.
That song's so good.
Listen, it came out and I was like, okay, Jonas Brothers, wow. When I was a kid, it was like, you know, we all know Burning Up and we all hated how much
sure.
we love that song.
Yeah.
Let's be real. This song came out and I'm like, game over.
Yeah,
like,
that know, song's lit.
That song is lit.
As you might say.
As I might. I might say it again.
Right.
It is lit. So yeah, I just want to bring you back on to chat about
you've intimidated the later shows. I got a text from Nia Evans, who's taking over with Chris Walthall and Brendan Hexburg this evening.
Awesome.
And she said she's totally overwhelmed and intimidated because not only did you just play a fire Jonas Brothers song,
right.
can't be topped, but your congressperson father
yeah.
just donated. So it's like, who can follow up with that?
They absolutely can follow that. you know, just I'm an awkward person trying my best, so you guys will do it. And I'm alone. I'm dragging Tyler in
yeah,
to be on here with me.
That's okay.
Yep. So, all right, up next, actually, this is really cool. So one of my best friends, a buddy of mine who I work with, in LA named David Frank and James Burnett, a couple of my guys that I work with. Amazing, amazing writers. They have a band called Little Doom. They're playing around LA a lot right now, so I'm going to play one of their songs. This song is called Brothers.
Not the one. I won't break, I won't be your dear.
the victim. Show me where it happened. I will be the one to fight.
The Dudes in Little Doom. Always, always a banger to listen to that one. That one's called Brothers. It's available everywhere if you want to go show them some support. Yeah. And we just got a follow-up text to a previous host.
Don't forget host to coming later. Reintroduce yourself
and what
you're doing today.
I'm Dylan Buchanan Ruta the First. first of my name of House Ruta. And Game of Thrones coming out soon. Really excited. We're raising money for this amazing station that gives me the opportunity to come on the air for some reason. If you want to call in and talk to me, the studio number is 949-715-5936. We can talk about just how much money you're going to give to this amazing station. If you want to call in to the office and make a pledge, it's 949-715-4859. And
so Dylan's in a bit of a text battle right now.
I am.
Now,
and
he has the microphone.
I can't text. Everything I have is muted, right? So, but here's the dynamic, just so you're aware. I'm the one who has the air to work
right,
with
you've
here.
Got 100 watts of airwave.
And it's a lot of watts, and I'm using every single one. But here's what we got going on the other side of the table.
Right. So my friend Nia, who actually probably went to high school with you indirectly,
because yeah,
you guys are close to age, she is doing a show later on this evening, one of our takeover slots. And she texted earlier, she was very overwhelmed. Not only did you have your dad, Harley Ruta, on, but you played a very fire Jonas Brothers song. And
right.
She's just going to be tough to
top that.
Which was
a cheat move to play Jay Bros like that. You
yeah,
know? But
I mean,
it's tough. I went for the kill early. I don't
unbeatable.
Know what to say. Yeah, it is pretty.
But then we kind of on the air.
Right. I was like, you know what? Don't worry. Like I'm, you know, an awkward person and was trying to be. And then listen to what she sent, ladies and gentlemen.
She said, oh, I will follow you. I did it alone before. So can he. So she's fired up.
So here's the deal. Okay. Like President Barack Obama once said, I'm fired up and ready to go. It's good to see it. Here we go. I'm going to play some old school Billie Eilish. Okay. This song is called Bellyache. And it's gonna kill. I'm just gonna keep raising this bar. Top this. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dylan Ruta again here in the studio for KX93.5, raising some money for this amazing place. That was Bellyache by Billie Eilish. Her new album is out. I like don't need to plug her. She's one of the biggest stars in the world right now. But absolutely love her. So thought I'd throw on an oldie because everyone's listening to a new album. I thought I'd throw it back a little bit. Coming up next, we've got... Oh, I have a caller. Oh, let's put it through. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, you're on KX93.5. How's it going?
Oh, am I? Dylan, this is Nia Evans.
Uh-oh, and it's going Tyler. Down. I'm stretching in the studio. What's going on?
Yeah, I know we don't know each other.
I know, but we've got this rivalry brewing.
We have this rivalry brewing, but it's like very friendly, right?
It's a
very,
of course.
I'm obviously here to support you, and I'm a very big fan of your father's. So.
I appreciate that, and I am a very big fan of you and this energy. This is really fun.
Fabulous. I figured it's easier to talk to someone, even though I can hear Tyler laughing in the background.
Yeah. Tyler's trying to stay out of it. We're squaring off right now. What's going on?
Well, this is great. Well, I just wanted to call in and say you're doing a fabulous job.
Thank you.
I pushed very hard to get that Jonas Brother track on my playlist tonight, but was denied. So
wow. You know what I did?
Kelly, if you're listening.
Yeah. I'm with you. See, because it's such a good, you have to play it. It's a fantastic song and it needs to hit the local airwaves of Laguna. I totally agree with you. Sounds like we've switched over to being on the same team here.
I hate that I love it, but I
know. I that's exactly how I felt.
Anyway, great job. Your
Thank you.
Awesome as well.
Looking forward to hearing yours.
I wanted to donate the money to you as well.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Figured I would, throw it out. It's a killer cause. as we all know.
As we all know. Love it. you're the first caller aside from my parents that has donated, so thank you.
I'm in good company.
Yeah, you really are. You really are. Awesome. Well, thank you. How does one go about
They know where to find me. It's all good.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right, we'll keep chilling. Yeah, keep chilling at Dylan. I'll see you later, Tyler. Bye.
Oh, the other call dropped. We miss it. Well, awesome. That was Nia, and she will be on later, so stick around. Up next, we've got a band that not a lot of people know. Tyler, you might not even know them, and you know a lot of music. They are called The Academic. Have you heard of them? They are, I believe, Irish, and this song, Bear Claws, is just a banger. So this is Bear Claws by The Academic.
I know it's a little old-fashioned, holding hands, now start your romancing.
That was Bear Claws by The Academic. And Nia with a $25 donation from earlier. Thank you so much. Well, if you guys are just joining us, I'm Dylan Ruda, and we are raising money for KX93.5. And it's going swimmingly well. It's like a vocal warm-up. If you want to call and make a donation or chat with me, I would love to talk to you. You can call the studio at 949-715-5936. If you're like, I don't want to talk to this weirdo, and you just want to go directly to the office, 949-715-4859. And up next, I'm throwing it back to 2006 to one of my biggest inspirations, John Mayer, who is a Berkeley alum, as am I. So learned a lot from him and I'm still learning from him. And this song is called I Don't Trust Myself With Loving You. Welcome back to KX935. That was John Mayer with I Don't Trust Myself With Loving You. which is just Continuum, easily one of my favorite albums of all time. Still came out in 2006 and is still just an absolute masterpiece. I'm Dylan Ruta. If I haven't said it enough before, here I am, and we are raising money for KX95. So call in to chat with me, and we can get down a donation and keep this thing going. So the studio number is 949-715-5936. And then if you just want to call the office, 949-715-4859. You can also go on Facebook. I haven't mentioned that yet. You can go on Facebook at KX935 and, do your thing. Donate as much as you can. Anything helps. Up next, we are going to take it in a totally different direction. We're going to get nice and dancey with Stay by Zed and Alessia Cara, which uses the vocoder, which became very popular after this song. I'm a big fan of it. So here's Stay.
Waiting for the time to pass you by. Hope the winds of change will change your mind. I could give a thousand reasons why, and I know you, and you've got to make it on your own. But we don't have to grow up, we can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that all you have to do is stay a minute. Just take your time, the clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second, your hands on mine, the clock is ticking, so stay.
That was Stay by Zed and Alessia Cara, and I just love the production on that song. As a producer, you listen to stuff like that, and it's just like, oh, wish I could do that. And I was enlightening Tyler on the vocoder, which is a popular Zed technique we were talking. And Tyler told me that Bon Iver had an instrument invented for his album. Is that, do you even know what
Hello,
it's called?
Hello, Dylan.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show, Tyler. Thank you. Great to have you.
Yeah, so it just reminded me that kind of sound. I know that Justin Vernon of Bon Iver invented an instrument that I can't find the name of right now that had that similar robotic vocal sound for his album 22 A Million. And other artists were like, what do you mean you invented an instrument?
Right.
Like, no one's invented an instrument for 300 years. But he's like, no, I did. Here it is.
Yeah.
And it's like a real thing now. And that album is a highly critically praised work of musical art.
I mean, if you invent an instrument for your album, you got to get some praise.
I'd
like,
say
it could
so.
Be a pretty mediocre album, but then you go, hey, like, I invented everything that's on it, like, musically wise.
He's won a couple Grammys. I mean, despite the pop world's like disdain, they're like, who's this Bon Iver guy? I remember reading that on Instagram. Bon Iver, who's that? But no, he's definitely well respected, and that record 22 A Million. If you're not a big Bon Iver fan, I think is a good intro into him.
In between songs, how an artist chatting music life, but want to circle back to these donations, guys. Just if you want to call into the studio, 949-715-5936. Come chat, come hang with us. Tyler is reluctantly being dragged onto the air with me, so if you want to chat with us,
I enjoy you.
Yay. And I am also going to make a donation of $100.
Thank you, Dylan.
You are welcome. That is for having me since I was 16 years old on this show. Ring the bell. Boom. And I've got two more songs for you guys, and then I think I am done. So up first will be Young Blood by 5 Seconds of Summer, which, again, kind of the Jonas Brothers vibe. Underrated. Judge me if you want. And then following it up is Sincerity is Scary by the 1975.
Remember the words you told me, love me till the day I die. Surrender my everything, cause you made me believe you're mine. Yeah, you used to call me baby, now you're calling me by name. Takes one to know one, yeah, you beat me at my own damn game. You pushing, I'm pulling away from you. I giving, you take. Young blood, see you want me. One of us gets too drunk and calls about 100 times. So who you been calling, baby? Nobody could take my place. When you looking at those strangers, hope to God you see my face.
Yeah. thought consuming like a human. That's what I'm assuming. I'm sure that you're not just another girl. Why can't we be friends when we are lovers? 'Cause it always ends with us hating each other. Instead of calling me out, you should be pulling me in. I just got one more thing to say. And why would you believe you could control how you're perceived when at your best you're into me? Why can't we be friends when we are?